It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to be talking about tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend show. We're pleased to be joined by a pair of guests from Visit Tuolumne County. We have the CEO, Lisa Mayo, and Katie Kirkland, who is a director of sales and marketing for Visit Tuolumne County. Good to have you back in studio today.
Thank you for having us.
I'll start first with Lisa Mayo, the CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. Visit Tuolumne County has kind of been in the news over the past years with, or past year with questions about funding and so forth. So I'm kind of curious if you could kind of just give us kind of an overview of what Visit Tuolumne County does and who you are.
Thank you, BJ. Visit Tuolumne County is our county's destination marketing organization, and we are charged with increasing tourism to Tuolumne County. Our industry in Tuolumne County is tourism, and so it's important that we continue to invite people here to explore everything we have to offer. And again, I mean, it's so important because we do have a lot of competition out there. People have a lot of choices. So it's important that we continue to bring those people in. They spend a lot of money. It's like I mentioned, a huge industry here. I'll get into that in a little bit more. But last week I was at a conference, and I think what was really cool was Jeff Freeman, who is the CEO for the U.S. Travel Association. He outlined three things that we as destination marketing organizations, even on our local level, as well as him in the national level, kind of three things that we do. And one of those things that we have to do is to continually promote the essentialness of the tourism industry, again, on a national and also a local level. And by saying that, it's meaning that we need to keep putting out there what an economic powerhouse we are. We're a job creator. We're a service export, where we are putting information out there and bringing people into our county to spend money here directly. And we are also a leader in stewardship and sustainability, which is becoming more and more important. The second thing he talked about is being our visitors' advocates for getting them from point A to point B. A lot of people think we're just telling them what to do once they get here, but we do international travel outreach as well. And Katie will talk more about that. But so how do those international travelers get into the U.S.? How do they get into California? How do we get them to Tuolumne County? It's not just a one-step process. So that is also our responsibility. And then also, of course, developing our marketing plans and executing those so that we see year-over-year growth in our county when it comes to travel spending and the transient occupancy tax.
So what are kind of the latest tourism stats that your office has?
In 2022, travel spending was at $251 million. This was about an $11 million increase from the previous year. We're still not at that 2019 level, which was around $275 million, of course, pre-COVID. This number does not include the casinos and what is spent there. That's indexed under government, and so it's a different number, but I'm sure if we added those in, it would be much higher. The highest spend is in accommodations and then restaurants, of course. The tourism spending, it equals $10.8 million of local tax revenue. Within that is about $7.7 million of the transient occupancy tax. And that tax, what's really important about that is that it stays 100% local. It doesn't go on to the state. But the tourism industry does also generate state taxes as well. And it last year generated about $10.2 million. So the job numbers are great. They're starting to grow. 2,550 people in Tuolumne County employed by tourism. Again, not counting casinos. We could probably add another 1,000 there or so.
And it's an outside group that tracks all those figures for you?
Yes, this is a company called Dean Runyon Associates, and they are hired by Visit California, and they provide these numbers every year for us.
So it was a little bit higher pre-COVID, is that what you said? Now it's kind of starting to come back?
Correct. Yeah, we're about $25 million away in travel spending from what it was pre-COVID. So the good news is we are climbing out of that. We dipped down to around, I think it was 170 or so at the lowest. But, you know, we are definitely climbing out of that. And again, just doing everything we can to have friendly competition with our neighbors and get people to come to Tuolumne County.
I'll go over to Katie Kirkland, who was mentioned as the Director of Sales and Marketing for Visit Tuolumne County. What's going on the marketing front right now to attract visitors?
Yeah, BJ. So every year we actually create a budget where 70% of our budget is allocated to marketing, and we create a two-year marketing plan which outlines our campaigns, programs, and tactics. So we run a Wonderfully Tuolumne County campaign, and we reach audiences in the East Bay, Sacramento, LA, San Diego. We even reach them on a national level in places like Seattle and Las Vegas, Arizona, Texas, Florida, and New York. And so some of the tactics we actually use are print, digital, TV, radio, and billboards. What's really cool about our billboards is we actually have electronic billboards, so we can switch the messaging at any time, and we can help push crisis communications or any type of seasonal promotion that we're running. So it's pretty great.
And then, you know, are there some new strategic partnerships as well?
Yes. So we actually work with places like Visit California and Brand USA, Gold Country Visitors Association, and the High Sierra Visitors Council. So with Visit California, we like to stretch our marketing dollars and buy into these programs that they have, and it helps us leverage our money a little bit more. So for instance, we work with them to run digital ad campaigns. So we invest, say, $10,000 into this, and Visit California actually matches those funds to a certain percentage. So they give us a 25% match fund, and then the company we use also gives us a 25% match fund. So we're running joint ads with them, so it's leveraging our marketing a little bit more. And then with Brand USA, they're the Destination Management Association for the USA. So we work with them to reach international travelers as well. So we'll run programs like an influencer program that we ran. So we brought influencers from Germany, Canada, and the UK to come visit Tuolumne County and run a whole campaign with them.
How about international periodicals? Are you getting many references?
Absolutely. So we often follow what Visit California does or mirrors them. And some of their three international travelers to California are going to be Mexico, the UK, and Canada. So we work with offices from those three places and have international representation there. So they represent us on the travel trade side and the public relations side. So their public relations team pushes out media pitches for us, and they help get us published in different outlets there. And then they bring media over here as well so they can experience Tuolumne County and then write about us. So, and then on the travel trade side, they work with travel agents and tour operators so they can promote Tuolumne County to get us into their itineraries. So when someone comes to San Francisco, they can also promote us and say, hey, why don't you go to Tuolumne County as well? So we also host them here too so they can kind of get an idea and a feel for who we are.
We did a news story not too long ago that downtown Sonora is going to receive some special recognition in Sunset Magazine. Was Visit Tuolumne County kind of working behind the scenes to push for that?
Absolutely. So every year, Sunset Magazine puts out their annual travel awards, and we do apply for those. So we submitted downtown Sonora as one of the best getaways, and we actually won as one of the best getaway cities for the whole Western United States. So it was a huge accomplishment for us and a huge honor to be awarded this program. We were featured online, and then we'll also be featured in their October-November print publication as well.
And for locals, we get to live in one of the best getaways, so that's kind of a nice thing as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to go back to Lisa Mayo. As we record this ahead of the weekend airing, still a lot of questions about Washington, D.C. Could there be a government shutdown? Could that impact Yosemite? Is that something that you're watching closely?
We are watching that very closely, and we are asking our partners out there if they're hearing anything, what they're hearing. We have asked the Yosemite National Park to please let us know as soon as they know something, as well as the Forest Service. And nobody really knows anything, but just yet. But I'm sure we will find out in due time which direction we're going. The good news is for us is that we've been through this before, and we are preparing for that. We're being very proactive. We have our points that we have listed down for our partners and other talking points, you know, for our vendors. And then we continually have a list of the 20 things to do outside the park, because we've had a lot of park access challenges. And I think that would be the big thing is, you know, with the park, are they going to do a full shutdown if they do a shutdown, or will it be partial? In the past, they've done both. And with the partial shutdown, we realize that people will still go into the park, but most likely bathrooms will be closed and other services that are really necessary. So we will get out ahead of that and try to do everything we can to make sure people know that in advance. And the last time this happened, we were at the gateway there passing out trash bags to people. So it's interesting, but I feel much more prepared for it this time around.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend show, joined on the program by Lisa Mayo, the CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Katie Kirkland, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined on the program today by the CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo, and the Director of Sales and Marketing for Visit Tuolumne County, Katie Kirkland. Katie Kirkland, I'll go back to you to start off the second segment. You know, as we head into the fall season and the winter season, kind of a different type of tourism in the Motherload, are there kind of some new and special initiatives you're looking at?
Absolutely. So we always try and we call these shoulder seasons and fill our rooms because it's a little less popular than the summer. So one of our biggest initiatives this year at Visit Tuolumne County is to bring in groups and meetings. So we work with our different hotels to push out messaging, and we use different programs as well, like CVent, which sends us RFPs, and we can send those out to our different hotels to try and gain these meeting spaces. But our newest program is we've been working with a lot of local organizations to kind of remind them what we have here for them to bring their organization meetings to Tuolumne County. So we have these really awesome small spaces that are super unique, and we have tons of things to do, like team building activities and retreats and everything. So we also offer an incentive too. So when you book a meeting through Visit Tuolumne County, we offer a sponsorship to your meeting. We've already worked with the Sheriff's Department. We've met with the Chief of Police. We've met with this county administrator, the County Administration Office, and we've met with the City Administrative Office. So we're kind of getting the message out to our local organizations about our groups and meeting spaces.
Yeah, fall and winter is sometimes the best time to come and visit here in the Motherload.
It's definitely my favorite.
I'll go back over to Lisa Mayo. Does Visit Tuolumne County also kind of give nonprofit groups funds and have different initiatives like that as well?
We do. We have done that for many years, and we, in the last couple of years, kind of made it a little bit more organized on how we do this, and we're working with the Sonora Area Foundation. But we have a community investment funds fund to help support various events and destination development in the county. And if I can, I'd love to just give a rundown of some of the events that we help sponsor and then the destination development support as well. The Somerville Bears West Side Brew Fest, Tuolumne County Arts in Focus Art Show, Sierra Repertory Theater, Sonora Chamber of Commerce Second Saturdays, and their Christmas Town activities. Jamestown Promotion Club's Rods to Rails car show, the Twain Hart Chamber of Commerce Concerts in the Park, Columbia's Cinco de Mayo celebration, which was this last year was the first one that they've done on this level, and that was really exciting to be a part of that. Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse and the Motherload Roundup, Groveland 49er Festival, We just supported a disc golf championship, which was something new for us this year as well, and the Motherlode Art Association's annual art show and exhibition. And one of the things we really love to do is be a part of destination development. So these are things that maybe it's a new trail for bicyclists to come up, but things that are important for residents and visitors. And some of the fun things that we participated in this last year through investing some funds is Tuolumne Parks and Recreation, and we help fund their bike pump track, which I'm really excited to go check out, not to ride on it myself, but to see how that's working out for them. And we also gave them some seed money for their amphitheater. Groveland Trailheads is another one. They work really hard at getting new trail systems over in the Groveland area, and there's some great things happening there. We also had a situation out at Shell Road where people park for Table Mountain hiking and climbing, and there were some issues there, so we put some funds towards developing that area to be more inviting for parking, so people aren't parking in front of residents and getting people kind of off the trail and off the road there with their cars. And that's coming along really well as well. And then the development of a new disc golf course at Pioneer Park in Columbia is another one of the areas we sponsored. So it was a total of right around $50,000 that we put back into the community directly through the community investment funds.
Yeah, lots of recreational opportunities on the horizon here.
There are so many, and it's always fun when we see something new come across the desk that we can support.
Also, for clarification on funding, if people haven't been watching the county government meetings or city government meetings recently, what is kind of the status with your funding and how things are looking moving forward?
Thank you, BJ. So we are celebrating our 40th anniversary this year, and for 40 years, we've had great partnerships with the county and the city. And we've always had a joint partnership with the two. This is the first time that the city and the county have separate contracts for our funding investment. And with the city, we have historically received 25% of the transient occupancy tax that visitors pay when they come and stay in our hotels. And that is still holding up. We have just signed a 5-year contract with them that retains that 25% of the TOT. With the county, up until 2021, we had received 25% of the TOT as well. In 2021, there was a measure that passed to increase the TOT by 2%, so it went to 12% on what people pay. And our portion of that went to 20%, so that additional 2% could go to the general fund directly for the needs there. And generally, that would be some of the essential services that we talk about. This fiscal year, beginning July 2023, we signed a new contract with the county. It's a 10-year contract, and our funding went from 20% of the TOT to 18% of the TOT for this year. Next fiscal year, it will be 17%, and the following fiscal year, it will be 16%. At the 3-year mark, we are required to have a business improvement district in place, and I can talk more about what exactly that is.
Yeah, what is that?
So a business improvement district, we are calling ours a tourism marketing district to be more specific, but it's an additional assessment that the lodging properties pass on to their guests that would go directly to visit Tuolumne County for marketing purposes and other purposes that those assessed businesses determined to be best for their business. I hope that makes sense. There's a lot here. But it's a sustainable funding source that many visitor bureaus, destination marketing organizations are going to. We are working with a company called Civitas out of Sacramento. They've passed over 200 of these districts. And they are actually all over the world now. They started out in California and then the U.S. and, of course, are venturing out into other countries now, which is interesting. But it is a way for us to have secure funding and to know that we're going to exist the next year and to continue with the marketing programs that are so important. As I mentioned before, and I don't think I can say it enough, is that if we're not inviting people here, they are not coming here. And I think a lot of times people feel that, look, we're in Tuolumne County, people are just going to come. And there are those that will. And with some new projects on the horizon, some new resorts on the horizon, that will happen, but it will not happen to the level that we make it happen. So so this assessment is important for our continuation. And we are going to have a workshop on November 1st. And Civitas will be there. We will have our rep there to answer any questions. But we invite all businesses to come because we don't know what our district will look like. Will it include retail, restaurants, breweries, wineries? Some places do that. It's not just lodging. So it's going to really be up to the business community and what they want to do. And so, you know, it's hard to even say numbers at this point, but we're looking at maybe 2%, an additional 2% on lodging rooms. So, but again, it's all up for discussion at this point.
So the tourism marketing district, the county said this is something you need to do and start on. Is that something that you can just approve by yourself, or is that something the county has to come back and approve it, you know, as well? Do you know at this point?
Yeah, so the county needs to approve us doing this, and by having that in the contract, it tells us that they do. And we are also in discussions with the city of Sonora right now as well. We know that, I mean, transient occupancy tax funding is it's never secure. I've been doing this for 22 years and I've never have felt completely secure. And so, you know, with the city of Sonora, it's looking down the road to just, you know, to ensure again that we exist, to continue to be that economic powerhouse, that we are for our community.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about tourism in Tuolumne County. Interesting conversation on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined by Lisa Mayo, CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Katie Kirkland, Director of Sales and Marketing for Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking travel and tourism on this weekend's Motherlode Views, a pair of guests from Visit Tuolumne County. We have in studio Katie Kirkland, the Director of Sales and Marketing, and Lisa Mayo, the CEO. Lisa Mayo, I'll go back to you. And, you know, the Visit Tuolumne County also oversees the Film Commission in Tuolumne County now. Anything going on when it comes to filming lately?
Thanks for asking that. We have actually a cool new opportunity, and that is the county jail that has been recently vacated. I got to do a tour through there, and we've got some great photos that we've put up on the website, and this actually has attracted some attention because a lot of times people are looking for that era of jail for some reason. And I'm currently working with a company that is looking to do a documentary there, and it would be for several months, and it would be pretty exciting to have them come here. And just they had mentioned that we would have some publicity on where it was filmed, you know, that type of thing. So that's always really helpful and fun. So I think that's kind of a great new little plug that we can put out there that people love. It's like jails and hospitals. That's what they're always looking for.
Very cool. And did you mention earlier that this year kind of moving from like a membership to more of a partnership based kind of system at Visit Tuolumne County?
Yes, we've always been a membership organization, and basically what that meant was people would pay $150 and they would get on our website and they would have these, you know, get in the travel guide, that type of thing. It was just sort of a given, but it wasn't as concrete as I wanted to see. And I think sometimes There was question about, well, we're giving you, you know, you're getting funding from the county and from the city. Why are we paying you? That type of thing. But what this does is by going to a partnership, it kind of elevates that that membership, I would say. And it provides more opportunities. We're providing things for our partners that we haven't in the past. Katie can talk more about that. But really helping people to also leverage their marketing dollars so that all of our marketing dollars can go further and we can be in more programs. And it's pretty exciting, actually.
Katie, anything to add on that?
Absolutely. So some benefits of our partnerships are really awesome. You get to play. You get placed on our website. You also get placed in our travel guide. And what's really neat about our travel guide is we actually did this program where it was a destination association management. And they took our travel guide and it was the most converted trip. So it's something that we keep doing. And this year we're making a 2-year travel guide and we print $75,000 of those a year. They get distributed in Sacramento and the East Bay area. They get distributed at airports and in Southern California as well. And then we mail them all over the U.S. too. And so, and then one of the other benefits is we have a book direct program on our website. So if they're a hotel, they automatically get placed on there. It's free for them. And guests and visitors that are on our website can book directly through our website.
And Katie, anything else happening on the PR front that's worth noting?
Yes, I love public relations. So what's really exciting is this year we actually contracted a public relations representative. Her name is Lori Armstrong-Gossi, and she is the former communications director for San Francisco Travel Association. So she has a lot of connections in the media world, and she has a lot of experience, and she knows our destination well because we've worked with San Francisco Travel Association for many years, and she's actually visited Tuolumne County to do kind of an immersion tour, so she's very familiar now. She knows all the areas, so it's really awesome. One other cool thing we do with public relations is we invite media to come experience Tuolumne County. So, for instance, we just hosted a journalist from the UK with National Geographic, and they did a 10-page spread on us in National Geographic UK print publication. It's worth about $175,000. And then Nat Geo Domestic picked it up and published it online for another 850 million people to see and an additional value of $80,000.
You know, as we wrap up today, Lisa Mayo, you know, are you optimistic looking at the next few years when it comes to tourism in Tuolumne County?
I am very optimistic. We live in such a wonderful area. And as you mentioned earlier, it's so great we get to experience it every day. And just looking back at the past few years, it's been such a challenge for so many people. There's so much resiliency here. And it, like I said, too, it's so great when we see something new coming on the horizon. I mean, we're looking at some really big resort projects that will be online in the next year to 2 years. And that's always really exciting. I know Katie's going to have a field day with those and promoting those through the public relations as well. And we're already working with some of them. So yeah, I think things are going great. And we look forward to continuing down this tourism marketing district path as well, so that we can have some sustainable funding that will support us for years to come.
Katie Kirkland, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Absolutely. I just am so passionate about tourism here. I was born and raised here, so I'm lucky enough to be able to promote my hometown and see the difference that I make in my community every day. So I'm excited for the future of tourism and happy to be here.
You know, as we wrap up, anything new or unique on kind of emerging trends or new things to do right now in Tuolumne County?
Absolutely. So sustainable travel is very, really huge. And it's actually starting to become what they call meaningful travel. So people are looking for places to go where they can make a difference and show their families how to give back to a community. So that's a really big trend right now.
And Lisa Mayo, any final comments?
Just to add on to that, we have a meaningful travel landing page on our website now. And we are looking for more and more opportunities to put on there. So I would invite people to get a hold of us and let us know what they have going on so we can add that to the offerings.
And then websites and social media handles, how do they find you?
Visit tctoday.com. And all of our social handles are linked there.
Very good. Well, we thank our guest today for coming in and filling us in everything that has to do with tourism and travel in Tuolumne County, new trends, and everything that's going on right now. We thank Lisa Mayo, the CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Katie Kirkland, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.